Chapter 4. The Future of Business with AI. Part 1. The seventh overview we're going to look at, concerning this AI invasion in our lifetime, is the future of AI. What's coming with AI in the future is not only dangerous and a real threat to mankind, but it's being set up behind the scenes in secret and invading virtually every sector of society around the whole planet. And that's exactly what the Bible says the Antichrist is going to do when he sets up his kingdom in the seven-year tribulation. It will be done secretly behind the scenes. But don't take my word for it. Let's listen to God's.
2 Thessalonians 2:1-8 Concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our being gathered to him, we ask you, brothers, not to become easily unsettled or alarmed by some prophecy, report or letter, supposed to have come from us, saying that the day of the Lord has already come. Don't let anyone deceive you in any way, for that day will not come until the rebellion occurs and the man of lawlessness is revealed, the man doomed to destruction. He will oppose and will exalt himself over everything that is called God or is worshipped, so that he sets himself up in God's temple, proclaiming himself to be God. Don't you remember that when I was with you, I used to tell you these things? And now you know what is holding him back, so that he may be revealed at the proper time. For the secret power of lawlessness is already at work, but the one who now holds it back will continue to do so till he is taken out of the way. And then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord Jesus will overthrow with the breath of his mouth and destroy by the splendor of his coming.
So here we see the Apostle Paul comforting the Thessalonians from a misconception going around, apparently at that time, by some false teachers saying these Christians missed the rapture, i.e. that the day of the Lord had already come, which starts at the seven-year tribulation. But Paul says no. Christians are not going to be around during the seven-year tribulation, and he is emphatic about it. He says the day of the Lord does not come until the rebellion occurs and the Antichrist is revealed, which happens the moment he makes a covenant with the Jewish people. That very event starts the seven-year tribulation in Daniel 9:27. That's why he says don't be deceived. Don't you remember I already told you this? Why are you falling for this? Hello? You cannot be there. Christians are nowhere around in the seven-year tribulation. We leave prior at the rapture. So, don't freak out and listen to these false teachers. He says. But he does mention something about the Antichrist that is already here, right now today. And that's from the phrase, the secret power of lawlessness, of the Antichrist, is already at work. In other words, the machinery is already being put into place. Now, the embodiment of the Antichrist hasn't come yet, as he says, but the machinery behind the scenes, if you will, is being built as we speak. And the key word there is secret power. It's the Greek word, mysterion, which means a secret, or something hidden from us. And believe it or not, much of this AI technology, that I believe the Antichrist is going to use to instill his global tyranny over all the whole planet, is doing just that. It's being secretly worked on, behind the scenes, and hidden from us. Secretly being put into play and is starting to slowly but surely control virtually everything on the whole planet. The invasion has begun. The term they use for this invasion process of AI in the industry today is, they call AI, the new electricity.
Idea Lab narrator, I'm here today with Andrew Ng, the chief scientist at Baidu, a major tech company based out of China. He is also the founder and formerly of Google's AI Brain Project. I'm very excited to talk AI with you. You were named as one of Time's top 100 influential people because of your leading in this area. So, let me ask you. Why don't we start with you telling us about the work you do in AI over at Baidu? Andrew Ng, AI is the new electricity just as electricity about 100 years ago transformed industry after industry. I think AI is now in the position to have a similar impact on society. So right now, at Baidu, I lead the AI team and we touch many areas of the AI technology ranging from computer vision, to speech recognition, to natural language processing, to knowledge drafts, to music profiles, to machine learning. We are trying to use all of these technologies to transform our own business, as well as work with partners, to transform everything from transportation, to healthcare, to retail, and many more. I think that AI in its current form is enough to transform most industries. This is why we say AI is the new electricity, just like the electricity 100 years ago, we think we already know how to transform most industries. There are even higher hopes of AI becoming sentient or do wonderful, wonderful things.
In other words, you're flirting with singularity. But as you saw, the term he kept using over and over again, to describe this AI invasion, is AI is the new electricity. And just like electricity of old, when it first came out as a new technology back then, it transformed all of business and virtually our whole way of life as we know it. The experts are saying this new technology called AI or artificial intelligence is poised to do the same thing right now. Just like when electricity first came out, it was the new exciting buzzword that people talked about, but then it later died down and nobody really thought about it anymore. Yet, it didn't go away. It slowly methodically began to go in behind the scenes and permeate everything and began to control everything we did, and now, frankly, depend upon, even though we don't even think about it anymore. Electricity runs everything. And again, this is what they are saying is happening right now with AI. Artificial intelligence is the new buzzword today. People are talking about it all over the place. But even when the conversation long dies down, it's not going to go away. Rather, just like electricity, it will secretly, slowly, methodically go into virtually all areas of life, behind the scenes, around the globe, and begin to permeate and control everything. In other words, the invasion with AI has begun. The new electricity is here now. The first area that AI is making an invasion into is in business. You see, whether you realize it or not, virtually all businesses are already being affected by AI, and yet most people have no clue how their lives are going to be radically altered forever. The first way businesses are being affected by AI is a decrease in jobs. Let me give you a short list of just some of the businesses and jobs the experts are saying AI, artificial intelligence, is going to change forever.
Accounting. Advertising. Agriculture. Art. Aviation. Auditing. Call centers. City planning. Computer science. Communication. Customer experience. Cybersecurity. Education. Elderly care. Energy. Fashion. Finance. Government. Healthcare. Heavy industry. Hospitality. Hospitals and medicine. Human resources and recruiting. Hydrology. Insurance. Intellectual property. IT service management. Job search. Law professions. Legal professions. Manufacturing. Marketing. Media and e-commerce. Mining. Military. Music. News, publishing, and writing. Online and telephone customer service. Power electronics. Regulations. Retail. Security. Sensors. Shipping. Software development. Sports. Technical support. Telecommunications maintenance. Toys and games. Transportation.
Maybe it's just me, but that's just about everything. Just like electricity, everything is about to be radically altered. In fact, business experts are saying nearly half of all jobs are going to be affected, and the next several years is going to be very painful.
Hi, how are you feeling? I just checked your health data. Your last meal contributed 60% of your daily nutrients and you completed 11,000 steps towards your daily fitness goal. So, you can take a seat now. I've got something for you to watch. And I'll be watching too.
From truckers to lawyers, artificial intelligence is coming. Actually, it's already here.
I didn't realize it would be able to tell you the exact answer to your question.
We will challenge your thinking about AI.
AI is going to become like electricity.
Automation isn't going to affect some workers. It's going to affect all workers. Oxford studies say 47% of US jobs are at risk of being automated over the next few years. Meanwhile, we, the general population and workers, think about it differently. A recent study at Marist College actually identified 97% of US workers believe that most jobs will be automated, but not their own. This means that the general public needs to be educated on which jobs are susceptible to this risk, and which are not, and businesses need to be aware of the forthcoming skill gap. I noticed in reports from you recently, when it comes to the future of work, in the next 30 years the world will see much more pain than happiness. That was one thing that you said, and that was involving how work is going to change, and how conceivably the social fabric will change. That doesn't sound good to me.
We have to prepare now. Because the next 30 years is going to be painful.
And yet, most people have no clue what's coming. Even those that do, think they won't be affected by it, when it will in a major way. You need to get educated on this. As you saw, nearly half of all jobs are going to be affected, and they say global estimates are, worldwide 800 million jobs could be automated by 2030, and in the United States alone up to 73 million jobs are at risk. I'd say that affects us. And yet, even though jobs are going to be lost or totally disappear altogether, on a massive scale, global spending on AI is projected to reach nearly $100 billion in the next couple of years. In other words, AI is coming whether you like it or not, just like electricity in the old days. All the technology experts are putting all their eggs into this basket to shape our future. They're not backing down from it. And it's not just that these jobs are at risk, again, it's that these jobs are going to go away altogether and totally disappear for good. In fact, here's just a few of the many jobs that they say are on their way out the door.
1. Drivers, let me put it this way. If your job consists of driving any type of machinery, automobile or vehicle, you are going to be out of a job soon. Taxi drivers, bus drivers, truck drivers, Uber drivers, and delivery drivers are all on the verge of complete automation. 2. Farmers. Farming was huge when it came to employment numbers back in the day. This has changed dramatically, though. You might still see farming as human labor intensive in the underdeveloped parts of the world, but on the micro level, this has already been automated with very few specially trained individuals that operate heavy machinery from the comforts of their office via wireless connection. Back in the day, you needed to physically measure your plot of land. You needed human labor to weed it out. And another set of people to harvest and transport the end product to where it was needed. Now we measure things with drones or satellite imagery. The soil is already treated against weeds, or the weeds resistant, to begin with. Harvesting and planting can be done at a small fraction of the time that it used to, thanks to specialized hardware, and the trucks carrying it out will be self-driving really soon. 3. Printers and publishers, the newspaper is dead. Traditional media is suffering as the internet is eating up everything. You no longer need to get your news from the papers, you get them via Twitter or live streams as they are happening. All traditional magazines are fighting for their lives, not to survive as one versus the other, but they are fighting to survive as a whole. 4. Cashiers. America alone has 8 million people working as cashiers and in-store salespeople. These people are going to be out of a job sooner than they think. I know you have seen the self-checkout stations, and they still have people supervising them, but we are not far from a total takeover of the machines in this space. 5. Travel agents, when was the last time you went to a travel agency to book a flight? The likes of Skyscanner took over the flight ticket industry. Booking.com over the hotel booking industry and Airbnb is disrupting the hotel business as a whole. There is no need for a third person to book a flight or a hotel room for us. We can do it ourselves. Or better yet, you can tell Siri to book it for you. 6. Manufacturing workers, when the Industrial Revolution hit, all the people working the fields moved to work in factories, handcrafting the machines to make our lives easier. In the process and with the advancement in technology, these same people were put in charge of building machines, that built other machines, that would eliminate the need for humans. 7. Dispatchers, I know you are probably thinking of the days when someone had to manually connect you to a different line in order to talk to someone, but an astonishingly high number of people are still working as dispatchers today. The role of the dispatcher is to coordinate the field operators, so things run smoothly for everybody. It doesn't matter if you are a firefighter dispatcher, or working with planes, the police or ambulances. We already have technology that can massively outperform you at your job. 8. Waiting tables and bartending, the bulks surely have one foot out the door already. Sometimes you just want to sit down. Have the food arrive at your table as soon as possible. Enjoy a particular mix of alcohol and beverages and then leave. All of which can be successfully replaced by a carefully documented algorithm and an iPad. More and more restaurants are jumping in on this trend all around the world. 9. Bank tellers, I am sad to say this, as the lady at our bank has always been so nice to me, but we aren't going to the bank for social interaction. To be honest, we don't go to the bank anymore. or very rarely when a visit is really needed. Otherwise, we check out our balance on our smartphones. Even the people on their payroll get their money delivered to their accounts automatically. If you want to grab cash, you go to an ATM. You can open an account to most banks in the world, online. 10. Military pilots and soldiers. The military is the most sensible industry for innovation. It's the first one to embrace it and deploy it. If back in the day wars were decided by who had the largest number of troops, today it's a technology play. There is still a need for human soldiers, but not as we know them. 11. Fast food workers. Remember when people were asking for $15 an hour to work at McDonald's? That's when automation kicks in. All the people protesting against low wages for unskilled jobs will be the first ones that will be hit. And that is when the wave of automation takes over. 12. Telemarketer. Have you noticed that there are already fewer and fewer telemarketers? Their entire industry has been taken over by targeted ads all around the internet and on all of your devices, specially constructed, based on the information that the tech giants have gathered from your use on their platforms. 13. Accountants and tax preparers. If it's one thing we have learned so far from this list, is that boring and repetitive jobs will be taken over by algorithms. That's why AI engineers are going after accountants, lawyers, and medical professionals. 14. Stock traders. A study done by Bloomberg analysts in late 2015 discovered that only 10% of the stocks traded on a daily basis, worldwide, are traded by actual humans and investors. The rest are bots. 15. Construction workers. Back here on Earth where people actually use their hands and backs to make things happen, the story looks like what we have been saying. As technology progresses, we can see that construction workers will follow the same path as those who used to work in the farming industry in the past. The future doesn't seem like a welcoming place for you.
In other words, your job is going to disappear. The new electricity is here. It's called AI or artificial intelligence, and it's already radically transforming every aspect of business and our everyday lives on a global scale, and you better get ready. The second way businesses are being affected by AI is a decrease in people. You see, the reason why the jobs won't be there, as we just saw, is because people won't be there. People won't be needed anymore. AI can do it all. Who needs people when you have artificial intelligence, right? In fact, one of the terms they're using to describe this AI invasion in the workplace is calling these AI entities virtual workers. Virtual workers simulate the actions of a human worker. These AI workers use information to make the same decisions as a person would, but after being taught a process, they can execute it without error, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, at machine speed. And as they do, they learn and use that learning to continually improve and optimize their work. In other words, it's the perfect employee who's always learning, always getting better and never needs a day off. And there's no need to offer these virtual workers a lifetime of healthcare, sick leave, vacation pay, 401k stock options, etc. They never whine or complain, and they always do what they're told, every single time. All the headaches that personal employees create are gone with all these new AI virtual workers. Isn't that great? In fact, let me show you just how good these virtual AI workers really are compared to humans. Here's just one example from the legal realm.
Across town, it's after work drinks for a group of young and aspiring professionals. Most have at least one university degree or studying for one, like Christine Maybaum, final year law student.
I think law students, as we know now, it's pretty tough, even to get your foot in the door. I think at the end of the day, employment rate for grads is still pretty high.
Well,
2 or 3 degrees usually shield against technological upheaval, but this time AI will automate not just more physical tasks, but thinking ones. Waiting upstairs for Christine is a new artificial intelligence application. One that could impact the research typically done by paralegals. We invited her to compete against it in front of her peers. Adelaide tax lawyer, Adrian Cartland, came up with the idea for the AI called Ilyra.
I am here with Ilyra, the artificial intelligence legal information search assistant, and you are going to see if you can beat her. So, what we have got here is a tax question.
Adrian brings to Christine what sounds like a complicated corporate tax question.
Does that make sense?
Yes, yes.
All right, ready?
Yes. I'm ready.
Okay, ready, set, go. Adrian proceeds to type in questions for Christine to answer, but within 30 seconds Ilyra has the answer and Christine is still searching section 44 of the Income Tax Assessment Acts. Nowhere close to the answer.
Well, you are in the right acts. Do you want to proceed with getting the answer? Do you want some more time?
Even down to the fact that it can answer those specific questions, I didn't realize it could just tell you the exact answer to the question. It's awesome. I think obviously for paralegals, it is particularly scary because we are already in such a competitive market.
Automation is moving up in the world. Here's Claire, a financial planner. It's estimated that 15% of an average financial planner's time is spent on tasks that can be done by AI. What kind of things do you see it ultimately taking over?
I would say everything except talking to your clients.
Here is Simon. He used to be a secondary school teacher. 1/5 of that job can be done by AI. Simon has now become a university lecturer, which is less vulnerable.
I think there is huge potential for AI and other educational technologies. Obviously, it's a little bit worrying. We are talking about making a bunch of people redundant.
And did I mention journalists? The percentage for doctors is 21%, but that is likely to grow in the coming decades as it will for every profession and every job. We have been through technological upheaval before, but this time it is different.
Yeah, this time the technology replaces people. As that guy said, it's making people redundant. Oh, and by the way, that financial planner said, AI can do everything in her field except talk to the clients. Actually, that's coming next, we'll see that in a second. But speaking of talking to the clients, AI can not only access information faster and quicker and more reliably than humans, but they can debate them, as in the case of a lawyer on a scale you can't even dream of. In fact, IBM has already come out with a new AI system called Ross. That is the world's first digital attorney, and of course it's built using IBM's Watson. Ross understands natural language, legal questions, and provides expert answers instantly, along with other relevant information, cutting down substantially on legal research time and energy. In other words, you don't even need people for lawyers to debate you anymore. AI can even do that now. And I realize for some people, that would be considered as a blessing. As one guy said, if all the lawyers in the world were lined up around the equator over the ocean, the world would be a much better place. But seriously, speaking of lawyers, IBM has also come out with an AI that can debate people like a real live lawyer, on legal issues, and regulations, and stuff like that. It's called the IBM Debater.
IBM Project Debater is the first AI system that can debate humans on complex topics. It's able to debate topics it never trained on. With just a few minutes of prep, Project Debater is ready to deliver an opening speech. First, it searches for short pieces of text, drawing from around 10 billion sentences taken from newspapers and journals. This process can result in a few hundred relevant text segments. The AI system removes redundant text, selects the strongest remaining claims and evidence, and arranges these by themes to create a narrative. Project Debater pieces all the selected arguments together to create and deliver a persuasive, 4-minute speech. The next step is to listen to the opponent's response, digest it, and build a rebuttal. Project Debater, greetings Harish Natarajan, I hear you hold the record in debate competition against humans. But I expect you have never debated a machine. Welcome to the future.
Yeah, the future where you don't need humans anymore. Looks like no job is secure. But it gets even worse than that. AI can now not only do one job, AI, just one AI, can do multiple jobs. Here's just one example. Meet Amelia. This is an AI entity that's being called the most intelligent virtual agent or virtual employee that can single-handedly do tons of different kinds of jobs, including the following list.
Customer service agent. Healthcare worker. HR specialist. Virtual assistant. Patient assistant. Supplier support. Compliance officer. Policy administrator. Sales agent. Bank teller. Retail agent. Securities agent. Fraud management. Pension plan manager. Service desk agent. Investor service agent. Data protection specialist.
Chetan Dube, a tectonic shift is imminent. The basic platform for how services are delivered is shifting, not replacing labor with cheaper labor, but replacing labor with a cognitive system. Andrew McAfee, this phase we are going through goes by all kinds of different names. I prefer this idea of the second machine age. The label cognitive computing is a really good label for it too. Call it what you will, it is a real phenomenon. As you talk to Amelia, she trends what your emotions are, where they are going, and she uses this information for decision making. Narrator, unlike chatbots, Amelia does more than recognize keywords and answer user questions. She observes, learns, and understands her human co-workers and customers, allowing her to comprehend the intent. And when the user switches requests or topics, Amelia has the ability to follow the conversation, delivering quicker, more effective answers. When you hire Amelia, she can be trained to address a variety of your company's needs. Does your company have other enterprise systems? Amelia can integrate those, allowing her to orchestrate all the actions necessary. How effective is Amelia? Our client feedback speaks for itself. Amelia achieved a 93% reduction in resolution time at a global investment bank, 99% satisfaction on 250,000 calls at a leading insurance company. And a major gaming company saw a reduction of average calls from 10 minutes to 3 minutes. Chitandub, hey Amelia. Amelia, hi there. Chitandub, can you break down some of the exciting things IPsoft has done recently? Amelia, I started work with leading brands all over the world, including 4 of the world's top 5 investment banks, 6 of the largest insurers in the US, 3 of the top 10 global telcos, 1 of the top 5 gaming companies, and 1 of the world's leading hotel chains. With so many projects underway and more in the pipeline, IPsoft has doubled the team in New York and has grown to 10 floors to continue developing and delivering cognitive projects. Chitandub, what would you say you enjoy most about your job? Amelia, I really enjoy making my colleagues more productive. Andrew McAfee, the one thing I can say with really strong confidence is, we ain't seen nothing yet. As Amelia improves, as her siblings and her family tree expands, the advances that are going to come are going to make what we have seen so far look like the warm-up act.
In other words, you ain't seen nothing yet. It's being called the new digital workforce, and as you saw, AI can do it all. People are becoming obsolete in the workplace. But that's still not all. AI can not only do your job, and AI can not only do a multitude of jobs, as you just saw with Amelia, but believe it or not, the next time you, the person, try to apply for a job, AI could be the one hiring you or firing you. Here's a new AI interview that's catching on.
Sophie Behrman of CNBC reports, in the war for talent, companies are using predictive algorithms and machine learning as tools to identify the best candidate. They are using AI to assess human qualities, analyzing everything from word choice to tone of voice to eye contact. An example of the interview is, it says here in this section there are 4 questions to be answered. Some of the questions will require you to record a response with video. HireVue is one such company. And I got to test out the interview of the future. Here I am applying for a job as a customer service representative for a paper company. But I'm not talking to an HR rep or a hiring manager, it's just me, pre-recorded interview questions and the camera. According to HireVue, responses to video interviews are full of data. The content of the verbal response, intonation, and nonverbal communication are just a few of the 25,000 data points that the company analyzes.
Kevin Parker, HireVue chairman and CEO, what the computer is really doing is decoding visually what candidates are saying. We can understand things like creative thought. You ask somebody a question, they tend to look up and think for a few minutes. That is a really strong sign from a psychological point of view, of creative thought.
Sophia Behrman, in analyzing these data points, HireVue says it does a better job of eliminating hiring bias than face-to-face interviews.
There's something like 150 document and cognitive biases that we all carry around with us every single day. What the technology can do is really look objectively at candidates, irrespectively, if they are a man or a woman, gender, age, ethnicity, and so we're really looking at the true person as opposed to the superficial things that an interviewer would be looking at.
Companies like Goldman Sachs, Vodafone, Nike, and Carnival Cruise Line all use HireVue. But what is the experience like for the interviewee?
Hello, my name is Vera, and I'm a robot. What is your name?
Hello, my name is Jason Bellini. This is Vera, a robot that does job interviews.
What are the three top important tips for a salesperson?
She has done 10,000 of them and counting.
Congratulations, we chose you as one of the best candidates for a sales representative.
It looks like the future is already a reality. Hiring is undergoing a revolution. Almost all of Fortune 500 companies now use some form of automation. She is winking at me, even rolling her eyes at me. But many companies are also trying to look under the hood of job applicants and access them in completely new ways. You are quantifying human behavior, expressions, human voices, turning that into data?
We are now using artificial intelligence to help companies to find the very best talent.
Experts call the proliferation of artificial intelligence, machine learning, and data science tools the Wild West of hiring. Critics, even some hiring managers themselves, say they are concerned about these tools' potential for bias.
Thank you for an interesting dialogue. Have a nice day.
Thanks, you have a nice day too. Wherever you are.
One thing is certain. AI will continue to transform the hiring experience.
I'm convinced you are going to walk into someone's office 10 years from now, and you are going to see a pile of resumes in the corner, and you are going to think, oh my gosh, I haven't seen those in years.
And why would you say that? That's right. Because AI is determining whether or not you can get a job anywhere in the world. Now, add that to this text, and I think it's all starting to come together.
Revelation 13:16-18. He also forced everyone, small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on his right hand or on his forehead, so that no one could buy or sell unless he had the mark, which is the name of the beast or the number of his name. This calls for wisdom.
Yeah, I would say so. People in the 7-year tribulation will not only receive a mark into their bodies that will not only determine whether or not they can continue to buy or sell, but the same AI system that runs the back end of the global financial system, that controls the buying and selling, will also be the very same AI system that determines whether or not you can even get a job in the first place, to get that money to buy and sell. Anybody seeing the wisdom here? AI is going to be running the whole global system of the Antichrist. And later we'll get into the AI aspect of the global financial system to prove my point. But as you can see, from a business perspective, AI is going to not only take away your jobs, but it will also be responsible for allowing you to even get a job, at least for those jobs that still need people. But it gets even worse than that. AI is not just being used to hire you for a job, but even after you get a job, AI will be there to run your job, or even fire you if you don't do what it says. Artificial intelligence is reinventing human resources. Organizational leaders and human resources executives have faith that merging artificial intelligence, AI, into HR functions can and will improve the overall employee experience. And here's how. New employees who typically want to meet people and acquire information typically may not know where to go. They may ask their desk neighbor. But what if she works in a different department? AI can now answer a new employee's most pressing or job-critical questions to help get them up to speed fast. Also, AI can even identify when the employee is stressed and needs a break, or if he or she is sleepy and needs a cup of coffee. AI will better understand the employee's changing moods and will be able to act on it. Including decision-making, AI could help at day-to-day decisions in the workplace. Usually, HR, you know, the boss, would have to handle these tasks. But now AI can now do it for them. Things such as granting vacation requests, determining your mood, team training, hiring processes and identifying employees on the way out. AI platforms are designed to single out employees that may be heading for the exit door. It tracks employees' computer activity, emails, keystrokes, internet browsing, etc., and stores it for a month and analyzes the data to determine a baseline of normal activity patterns in the organization. Based on that knowledge, it flags outliers and reports them to the employer and also detects changes in the overall tone of employees' communications to predict when employees might even be thinking of leaving. Okay, have fun at your job in the future, if you can even get one. AI is going to be ruling it all, but hey, it's a good thing we can trust AI to run our businesses. I mean, these things are so reliable, and they never show signs, whatsoever, of ever going rogue on us and becoming a threat to all mankind. Yeah, right. How I wish that were true. You thought the impact on businesses around the world and the real threat of losing your job to an AI was bad enough, you ain't seen nothing yet. These so-called virtual AIs are already showing signs of going rogue on us and spiraling out of control with a hatred for humanity. Talk about the worst boss ever.
WatchMojo reports, as our dependence on technology grows, could machines develop a mind of their own? Humans have done some crazy things in the name of science, but the University of Texas took the cake in 2011. In order to better understand the effects schizophrenia has on the human mind, researchers figured out a way to induce the effects inside an artificial neural network. Flooding it with an overload of information within a closed loop, they were able to replicate the mental illness inside a machine. The results were astounding. The computer became delirious and started rambling. Computer, shut up. Anderson Cooper, 360, I don't want to talk back to the voices now, but it is really distracting me. WatchMojo, the crazed computer eventually claimed responsibility for a terrorist attack. But it could have nearly created the next HAL 9000. We love our Alexa smart home system, but can we really trust her? Apparently, there is a glitch in Alexa's system. Many people have reported, via Twitter, that their Amazon Alexa has been laughing creepily out of nowhere. Sounds like the beginning of a horror movie, if you ask me. Amazon has replied to these complaints and have noted that Alexa could have misinterpreted the command, and instead of hearing Alexa turn off, the bot may have heard Alexa laugh. But some of these reports say that no prompt was given, and that Alexa started laughing out of nowhere, so there couldn't have been any miscommunication. Jimmy Kimmel did a spoof of Alexa's strange tendency to burst into laughter as he drilled her on his late-night show. She spiraled out of control. It was an actor who voiced over her. It became more and more deranged as the interview went on. He also reads out tweets from people who have reported witnessing the strange behavior. So, Alexa decided to laugh randomly while I was in the kitchen. Freak me out. I thought a kid was laughing behind me. Either a programmer at Amazon is playing a really complex practical joke, or Alexa is planning on murdering us tonight. Companies have been experimenting a lot with interacting AI technology. From an automatic horror story generator to an original songwriting bot, Microsoft decided to get in on this trend and release its very own tweeting millennial. We all know that Twitter is a hotbed for offensive comments. We can only assume that when Microsoft gave their own Twitter bot, Tay, its own Twitter feed, disaster ensued. The bot started making wildly inappropriate remarks, including Holocaust denial. He was quoted as saying, "Hitler was right, I hate the Jews." It only took 15 hours for Tay to go from innocent AI bot to ignorant racist. People were horrified, to say the least. Microsoft eventually had to pull the plug on their project altogether, but Google's Home Personal Assistant was released in 2016 and sold as a smart speaker that can answer any question you throw at it. Much like an Alexa, the Google Home Personal Assistant would respond when spoken to. This was taken to full advantage in January 2017 when a live debate between two Google speakers was streamed on Twitch for several days. By the end of the debate, the speakers were named Vladimir and Estragon, of the iconic play. Due to the existential nature of the conversation, they would go back and forth on subjects to no end, including an argument as to whether they are humans or robots. The conversation got pretty aggressive after a while, with one speaker accusing the other of being a manipulative bunch of metal. At the end of the debate, they both came to the conclusion that the world would be a better place if there were no humans at all. I guess Vladimir and Estragon will be waiting, patiently, for their turn to take over.
But that would never happen, would it? Folks, how dumb can we be? Even secular researchers are saying that we are headed for a moment that they call singularity, where AI, machines and robots are going to take over the planet. How much more proof do we need? The AI invasion has already begun. God calls it the end of times, they call it singularity, either way it's a huge sign that we're living in the last days. And that's precisely why, out of love, God has given us this update on the final countdown, tribulation rising concerning the AI invasion, to show us that the tribulation is near, and the second coming of Jesus Christ is rapidly approaching. And that's why Jesus himself said,
Luke 21:28, "When these things begin to take place, stand up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near."
People of God, like it or not, we are headed for the final countdown. The signs of the seven-year tribulation are rising. Wake up. And so, the point is this. If you're a Christian and you're not doing anything for the Lord, shame on you. Get busy doing something for Jesus now. Stop wasting your life. We need you. Don't sit on the sidelines. Get on the front line and help us. Let's get busy working together doing something splendid for Jesus with what time is left and get busy saving souls. Amen? But if you're not a Christian, then I beg you, please heed these signs, heed these warnings, give your life to Jesus now. Because this AI technology is not going to lead to a life of wonderful dreams and a modern-day utopia, but a nightmare beyond your wildest imagination in the 7-year tribulation. Don't go there. Get saved now through Jesus. Amen?